In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hyrcnosis is a supernatural gift by which Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich can distinguish what is blessed from the profane. In other words, what is blessed by a priest from what is not, especially the consecrated hosts and the relics of the saints. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich tells us, "I see everything holy and blessed as luminous, multiplying, reflecting light and spreading health and help. On the contrary, everything profane I see always dark, spreading darkness." Clemens Brentano, in the biography of Anne Catherine, writes, "The most surprising thing is the action of priestly consecration. When, in ecstasy, the anointed hands of the confessor approach her, she raises her head and follows the anointed hands with her head until the confessor withdraws them. Then she drops her head again. This happens with all priests." With this, we recognize that only in the church there is a priesthood, and that priestly consecration is something more than a ceremony. Once I heard her say, crying, "The consecrated fingers of the priests will be known in purgatory, and in hell they will burn with a special fire." She knew the blessed and sanctified places. When a priest passed with the Eucharist, even if it was a long distance from her house, she felt drawn to that place. She ran and knelt on the road and worshipped the Holy Eucharist. She had an aversion to places where there were pagan burials, and on the contrary, she was attracted to the remains of saints, just as iron attracts the magnet. Let's see the effect of the priestly stole. She relates the following on July 2nd, 1821. "I had a terrible night. I have seen a cat approach my bed and jump into my hands. I took his legs and threw him out of bed, wanting to kill him, but he escaped me and fled. I was awake, seeing everything that was happening around me. I saw the girl, her niece, asleep and restless, and I was afraid she would see my pitiful state. All night until 3 in the morning, the enemy continued to mistreat me under a black and hideous figure of an I don't know what it was. It beat me and threw me out of bed, so I was touching the ground with my hands. It threw me forward with the pillows and pressed me very violently. I saw clearly that this was not a dream, and I knew everything I was doing, but I got no answer. I conjured the evil one in the name of all the saints to tell me what right it had over me. Nothing answered me, but it continued to torment me. It grabbed my neck or put its snow-cold claws on my back. Finally, having been able to reach, crawling on the floor, the closet at the foot of the bed, I took the confessor's stole that was stored there and put it around my neck. Then it stopped touching me." Wonderful effect of the priestly stole. When someone brought her a blessed image of the Mother of God, she would say, "It is blessed. Keep it carefully and do not keep it among unholy things. In temptations, it is good to put these blessed things on the chest. Keep it carefully." Regarding a day that Anne Catherine was seriously ill, she tells us the following. "When Father Nysin came, I could not move any limbs or speak. I knew that he had a book with him, and I sensed that he was going to pray for me. When he began to pray, his charity penetrated my soul and warmed it. I came to myself and could say with deep devotion the names of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, and life was restored to me as a gift of priestly blessing." Another important point of her gift of hyrcnosis, or knowledge of the sacred, was the knowledge of the authentic relics from the false ones. Once her guardian angel told her, "You have received the gift of seeing the light that comes out of the relics of the saints in order to the community of the members of the body of the church." And she declared, "That light of the relics gave me comfort, strength, joy, and an attraction towards them. On the contrary, I felt repelled with disgust and horror when I approached something impure, sinful, or cursed, or when I came to a place where a crime had been committed, or where the consequences of unexplained guilt weighed. I see the light and darkness as living things, that respectively produce light and darkness. I've known long the true relics from the false ones. One day, Clemens Brentano brought her a number of relics. She put them all on her chest, one by one. Then she ordered them, held them close to her heart, and looked at them carefully. She separated one of them from the others as inauthentic, and the others she declared them to be authentic, saying, "They are magnificent. It cannot be said how beautiful they are. There is an admirable relationship between the body and the soul that cannot be interrupted with death. So the blessed spirits always continue to work on the faithful through part of their bodies. On the last day, it will be very easy for the angels to separate the good from the bad, because everything will be light or darkness." Father Limburg took out of his pocket a chest of relics, and she took it and also held it to her heart. Asked out of obedience what it was, she replied that they were relics. "Whose are they?" And she said, "They are from the apostles Peter and Paul, from St. Agnes, Barbara, and others." Father Limburg said that although it was written that they were relics of the apostles, he was in doubt as to whether it was true. On several occasions, her director Overberg sent packages of relics to Dullman, some with names, others without any indication. At first, she made a general description of who the relics belonged to, but over time, she distinguished the bones and gave details of the saints to which they belonged, following the indications of her angel. When she saw the relics of the saints, she not only knew that they were authentic, but that by God's grace, she was able to know in a clear and detailed way the lives of those saints. From this gift of seeing the lives of the saints through relics, many very instructive attributes were shown, previously unknown in the lives of many blessed. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.